Federation has a number of characteristics that are critical to its usefulness in virtualizing information access. And again, we're talking about the concept that a collection of resources can be viewed and manipulated as if they were a single resource, while retaining their autonomy and integrity. First of all, Federation is transparent. It makes multiple data sources appear to be one source, independent of how and where the data is stored. This independence from the data sources enable applications to continue to work consistently, even when changes are made to how and where information is stored. So it allows applications to be more resilient to change. Secondly, it allows for access to heterogeneous information. It allows users to access data from diverse sources, whether they're relational or structured, XML formatted, or whether they are messages on a queue, or maybe even services on the web. WebSphere Federation Server is also extensible. It allows you to bring together data from almost any data source. And for data sources that are unusual or very specific to an industry or company, we have a wrapper development toolkit in both C++ and Java to allow people to build their own wrappers. And it's also highly functional. It allows you to perform full queries against all data, regardless of the capabilities of the data sources themselves. Autonomy is also a key concept here. Federation Server is non-disruptive to data sources, existing applications and systems, without changing them appreciably. And lastly, it offers high performance for information integration procedures and enables optimization of distributed queries. I'll discuss this in a bit, how this optimization takes place.